Congress is now considering the Secret Science Reform Act. South Dakota's Congresswoman Kristi Noem is on board.
That bill specifically is addressing some of the science that the EPA uses to make their decisions on rules and regulations that they put forward.
The bill passed the House and is headed for consideration in next year's GOP-controlled Senate. Noem says this legislation is all about transparency.
In the past, when the EPA has come out with a new rule or regulation, we have not been able to see and evaluate the type of science that they've used to base it off of. And so it's an accountability measure that Congress wants to have.
But this issue raises red flags for some scientists. They note that a rigorous peer review process is already in place for published research. Joanne Carney is with the American Association for the Advancement of Science. She says the bill may have unintended consequences.
This is the proverbial devil is in the details.
Carney says the vague language in the bill could lead to court challenges that slow the established scientific process. She says this is a real concern in environmental emergencies.
You don't want to reproduce a Gulf oil spill necessarily. You just gather the data, you're analyzing it in real time, and you want to make it available to kind of bring as much information to bear. But at what point do you stymie an agency from implementing a policy in the short term to address an immediate disaster and need?
A second bill before congressional lawmakers is called the EPA Science Advisory Board Reform Act. Critics of this bill say it allows industries regulated by the EPA to control what scientific facts the federal agency gets to use in decision-making. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.